welcome to the Scriptures Are Real, one of our special editions. This is for Holy Week or Passion Week, and we're trying to help everyone better commemorate and celebrate what Christ has done for us, especially at this wonderful time of year. I'm your host, Kerry Muhlstein, and I'm so excited to have with us as a guest, this is Gabriel, you go by Gabe Torres.
Gabe Torres. Thank you. Thank you, Kerry.
Thank you for being with us. So Gabe is a lay minister for the Catholic Church here in this area, right?
Right, correct.
Yeah, tell us a little bit more about yourself and what you do.
Yeah, I live here. Thank you, Kerry. Thank you for having me here on your podcast here. Yes, I live here in Orem, Utah, and my parish here is St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church. I'm involved in quite a bit of ministries, I help out a lot in my Catholic faith. I'm a lay minister. I do jail ministry also. I'm also involved in a Bible study every Sunday, and we just really dig into our faith, and you know, so that we can grow closer to God and to be able to walk this beautiful journey. So involved in quite a bit of stuff. And so anyway, so I stay pretty busy.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you do because you also have a day job.
Correct.
And right. Construction, is that
yes,
right?
Yes, I'm a general contractor here in the county. Yes.
Good. Well, we may need your help sometime. But in any case, we're grateful you'd make time for us. You were highly recommended to us, so we're grateful you'd make time.
Thank you.
And we're going through trying to talk about what Holy Week or Passion Week means to individuals of different faiths and how you might celebrate it. So maybe you could share that with us and maybe a little bit in particular about Lent and Ash Wednesday, but whatever you'd like to
sure.
talk about.
Sure. Let me start off with Ash Wednesday, which is coming up here March 5th. It's a big day for us, as Catholics. It's a period of time to where we do a lot of reconciling, penance, spiritual growth, and we take this all from the scriptures of the gospel of Matthew chapter 4, verse 1 through 11, when Jesus went to go, you know, fast for 40 days and 40 nights. Mm-hmm. And so it is something very big for us, is to regroup us back to the Lord, because sometimes we have a tendency to, and I don't want to say get lost, but we have a tendency to veer our life in different directions, and sometimes we leave the Lord behind.
And we can lose focus, right? We kind of lose focus.
You lose focus, yes.
Then concentrate on other things rather than having God prevailing most in your life.
Correct, correct. Yeah, you lose focus, and so it helps us to regather us back together to the Lord and look at the main focus of our life and why we're here and what our purpose is. And so it's just like I say, to get us back together in sequence with the Lord. And so we start off with a Mass, and which is Ash Wednesday, and we receive some ashes on our forehead with a cross on there. And that signifies, lets us know a couple things. Ashes we came into this world, and ashes we shall return. Again, we know that there's an end in this mortal life, but there's more to it. It's also a reminder to repent. They also say this, to repent and believe in the gospel. So again, it gets us back, you know, a focal point to come back and to focus on the gospel of our Lord, you know, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the gospels, and all pertaining to our Lord Jesus Christ. And so again, it's something big for us and helps us to remind us that we need to take some time to regather ourselves and find the right path and stay on the right path, because it's easy to, again, to veer off and kind of get lost at times. So, and a little cold.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you. All right. And how about like Passion Week? What what do you do
and
for Passion
and,
Week?
And you know, along with that, I'll add a little bit. At the time of that we go through these 40 days, we do a sort of penance. We do a personal penance. something that's very hard for us, you know, that we bring into our daily life, and, you know, and we fall, what do you want to say, fall short of really, really coming closer to God. And so it kind of, it puts us in a place that a lot of times we don't want to be in. So again, we lose focus of the Lord. So we bring in a penance, and sometimes we give up something that is challenging for us. So say, for instance, you know, maybe I'm on the phone quite a bit, you know, and so I lessen my phone time or social media or anything like that. And so I revert back to the scriptures of the Lord and refresh myself with what, you know, the Lord has for me and what he wants to tell me through the scriptures and so forth. And just kind of, like I says, regathering ourselves back to the Lord. So that's a kind of a form that we do. We do a penance. We also include almsgiving, that, you know, we give of our time and our talent, you know, something that we maybe don't ordinarily do as often. And we strive to kind of, you know, put ourselves in a position to be able to help out a little bit more for others, and giving that time and almsgiving and so forth. And so again, it helps us to reunite us back to the Lord. We also do as our faith, that on Fridays that we don't, we restrain from any meat, you know, and that comes back, you know, goes back traditionally, you know, back in the second century of 325, the Nicene Council. And so again, it goes back to where we, you know, we take that time to really recognize how important it is for us, and to be able to restrain from certain things that are challenging for us. And so again, as a Catholic, and as, you know, we all participate in restraining from any meat, always on Fridays. And so again, also along with that, on Wednesdays, we also do, as we start off the Lent, we start with fasting. We fast, and that can be anything with food, or that can be from, you know, social media, that could be from anything, you know. So we do a fasting. Normally it's, you know, from food and from indulging so much. So, so yeah, we fast from food, and we do that on Wednesday. And then, like I says, and that'll lead us over to the Holy Week, with that fasting. We'll fast on Good Friday also. And so, so that's what's required of our faith. So jumping back a little bit, we go into Holy Week, you know, Palm Sunday. I think it's the 11th of April. I could be wrong.
Is 13th, it? 13th, I think. 11th, I think, is a Friday.
Friday.
Yeah.
12th, 13th.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so anyways, then we start the Holy Week that week, and we prepare ourselves for that time of what Christ did for us. And we also call it, from Thursday, Friday, Saturday, it's Triduum Week. And so that falls, that prepares us for the celebration of Easter. And it's just a beautiful time to really recognize what our Lord went through, because they have masses, you know, for Holy Thursday, Good Friday, yeah, and then Easter Vigil Saturday, and then Easter on Sunday. And so it just in sequence, the way that it's, you know, that it's done, it's just beautiful, and just helps us to regather ourselves again, regather ourselves back to the Lord, and to be able to take in what happened and what he did for us, you know. And it just puts you in a different state of understanding it in a more profound, beautiful way. It helps you to really recognize, you know, what your purpose is. What is our purpose? And it just reunites us back to the Lord in such a beautiful, profound way. So, you know, and it should just carry on after Easter, because, you know, liturgically, we prepare ourselves also after that, you know, 40 days after the Lord left, the ascension of our Lord 40 days after he left his disciples. Right. And then 10 days after that, we've got Pentecost Sunday.
Yeah.
So liturgically, it just keeps walking through the whole process. And it's just beautiful because it's all connected biblically in the scriptures and so forth. And it's just an amazing time. To be honest with you, I look forward to it, and sometimes I don't, because, you know, it's just like, oh no, we shouldn't look at it that way, but it's a good time to be able to regroup ourselves,
yeah,
you know, and ground ourselves with the Lord in a beautiful way.
And sometimes that's emotionally exhausting, but I think that's part of the point.
So, right, right.
Yeah. Exactly. And I love this idea, because really Lent is preparing you to get more out of Easter.
Right.
Really. I mean, you're spending that week or that month, I mean, of preparation. I mean, I remember when I was young hearing the phrase, I'm giving this up for Lent. And I thought, what in the world is that? But you've explained it so well. And just the way that we prepare. So it's so easy for both Christmas and Easter to become commercialized and trite and something. But something like this, you're focusing, you're preparing for a month, and then you hit Passion Week. And you started off with the bang on Palm Sunday, but you have all these things that are really focusing you so that you're gaining spiritual momentum.
Right.
So that by the time you get to Easter, you really are in a place to make that the kind of celebration it should be. And then, as you said, you don't just finish. You know, just, okay, well, that was a great spiritual experience,
right,
and I'm done.
Right.
You have some things to help keep that momentum rolling.
Keep the momentum going.
Yeah, yeah. And I love that idea and that tradition. And I'll say that, for myself, this is my third year of trying to prepare something for each day of Passion Week for the podcast. Mm-hmm. And even though I don't celebrate Lent, but probably I should, I might be able to think about that. But it has me more than a month ahead of time,
right,
starting to think about Easter and prepare about Easter.
Absolutely.
And it has made that week and then that day more meaningful for me to have all these things that are helping me focus on it. And you have that built into your faith tradition. I love that. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah. You know, and it's just the climax of Easter, you know. I mean, we have to go through that time, you know, that Triduum time, Holy Thursday, Holy Friday. We recognize that, you know, Christ went through a horrific death, you know, for the sake of our sins and to renew us, you know. And we go through this time of somber time, you know, Holy Thursday, Holy Friday, so that we can enjoy the joyous time on, you know, Holy Saturday and Easter Sunday. It's just beautiful, the transition to that, you know. And we recognize what Christ went through for us. And then we get to celebrate, you know, because we have a merciful God, we have a merciful Lord. And he did that for us. And it's just beautiful how that transitions so beautifully. And so without Good Friday, we couldn't have Easter Sunday.
That's right.
You know?
That's right. In fact, it reminds me of a great talk by one of our apostles where he emphasized Sunday morning will come.
Right.
So when you're in the despairs of Friday and Saturday,
right,
remember, Sunday morning will come, and referring to Easter or Sunday, right?
Sure.
And the pains. So I love what you're saying. We do appreciate if we will. There's a part of me that doesn't want to say I absolutely want to celebrate resurrection. There's a part of me that doesn't want to say celebrate the suffering on Thursday and Friday.
Right.
Maybe commemorate is a better word. I want to remember and not be joyous that he suffered, but also at the same time be joyous that he suffered.
Right. Right.
I'm sad that for him that he suffered.
Right.
I'm happy for me, which is what I think he wants me to be.
Right.
That he suffered, but that all is really possible. So we need to think seriously about his suffering.
Right.
But then, and that's part of, Passion Week is a phrase that is not really well known for members of my faith tradition, and we've been trying to help them understand this, from the original idea, the suffering, the deep emotional
right
feelings and suffering of Christ. Mm-hmm. And we have to appreciate that to really appreciate the joy of Easter morning.
Exactly, exactly. You know, you're right. I mean, it's tough to kind of observe and recognize that he went through this horrific suffering for us. You know what I mean? We want to just kind of throw it off. But yeah. Again, we have to look at it in a way of, again, without that suffering, there wouldn't be, you know, the joy and a new beginning. Yeah. And so, again, you know, that kind of helps us in our own life. You know, sometimes we have to go through suffering and we go through some pain, but we recognize that there's something good at the end. You know, and we always look forward to that. We say it will pass. There will always be something good that comes out of something that could be, you know, a heavy tragedy. Yeah. You know, there's always something good. So again, the Lord kind of places that and lets us know. And again, we go through those similar situations, not as deep as our Lord did, but again, in similarities in those kinds of situations. So,
thank you. Maybe I can just ask on Passion Week. One of the days that doesn't receive a lot of attention is Wednesday. What do you do on Holy Week Wednesday?
Holy Week Wednesday. Again, we start preparing ourselves for the Triduum Week, and there's usually Mass all the time at the church, at all churches. And so there's church on Monday, Tuesday. And so, again, we start preparing for the, you know, the Triduum Week. And so, again, and again, it actually starts off, you know, from Palm Sunday. Once mm-hmm. we hit Palm Sunday, we know we call it All Holy Week.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
So it's That's just cool. a preparation so that we can get into, you know, that beautiful, beautiful celebration of it all.
Wonderful. Well, thank you. I'm grateful that you would spend your time with us and help us to better commemorate and appreciate and celebrate and worship during this wonderful time of year, and help us all focus on Christ. Thank you.
Thank you. You're sure welcome. Thank you very much for having me.